This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair.
And welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box and the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with you until 12 o'clock. It's our pleasure to welcome the voice of the blues to our program. He is Chris Kerber. Chris, good to be with you. How are you, sir?
Frank, I'm doing good today. How are you?
Very good. Are you at the rink as we speak?
We are, watching the Chicago Blackhawks skate around.
Do you ever miss a morning skate?
On a game day, almost never. There will be a few practices throughout the year. Some other responsibilities with the team take over. But, no, very rarely do I miss a morning skate. Unless something's sick or maybe an appointment with the kids, but almost never.
That gives you a little idea about the work ethic of Chris Kerber, and we appreciate your time before all Blues games. Let's begin with the goaltender tonight. Who's between the pipes, do you think?
I think it's going to be Jake Allen tonight. I think with going back-to-back, I think the next two home games are going to go to, barring any unforeseen stuff, are going to go to Jordan Binnington. And I think it could make some sense here. As you know, the Chicago Blackhawks, this will be the fifth time that the Blues have played the Blackhawks. It's the first time the Blues have played it, I'd say, since the Blues are playing well. Three of the first four meetings came in the first 10 games of the year before the end of October, and then they had an early November meeting. So Jake has played all four, so I think he'll play his fifth game of the season against Chicago tonight.
And this is a Blackhawks team that has given up a lot of goals. I think they're maybe worst in the league or second worst in the league, but they're playing a little better now that Corey Crawford's come back from the concussion.
Yeah, you know, Corey Crawford is one of those guys that can really stabilize this lineup. It was, you know, just a few weeks ago, they were knocking on the door of getting into the playoffs, just 4 points out. Then they lost a couple in a row, and the timing of the team just ahead of them winning really took them out of the mix. So, they're a team that can score, but, Frank, in the last 30 games, when you look at the overall records of the Central Division in the last 30 games, which is not a small sample size, the St. Louis Blues have the best record in the division at 21-6-3. The Chicago Blackhawks have the second-best record at 18-9-3. And to give you an idea, with Winnipeg losing last night, Winnipeg in their last 31 is 15-14-2. So, you know, this is a Blackhawks team that they can put up some numbers and they can score on you. And even though they're going to miss the playoffs, they've got Patrick Kane with 105 points. They've got Jonathan Toews with 78 points. And Alex DeBrincat's put up a 41-goal campaign. So they've got some firepower.
So by the end of the night, Winnipeg, Nashville, and the Blues could all have the same number of 96 points.
Yeah, Nashville won in Buffalo last night. Bill Housley couldn't get that team to play against his former team. And then Winnipeg ended up losing big to Minnesota. Now, with Colorado winning, Minnesota officially and Chicago were officially eliminated from the playoffs. But that opens the door. It's basically a three-point swing that the Blues needed to be able to take over the division, and the first 2 points are right there now with Winnipeg having lost. So if the Blues can get a victory tonight, then they'll move into a points tie with Nashville and Winnipeg. The Blues would officially move into second because of the tiebreaker over Nashville, and then they would stay at second because of they would not have the first tiebreaker over Winnipeg. That said, I look at this one like if you're gonna win the Central Division and have a chance, I almost think that this is a must-win game tonight, you know, for the St. Louis Blues. So we'll see how that plays out.
So the most likely scenario, and you and I were talking about this yesterday over the phone, the most likely scenario as we speak is the Blues would open up the playoffs against Nashville.
Yeah, that I think is still the most likely scenario because and the reason we say that is because the Blues control their own destiny with that. You just match what Nashville does and you could end up taking home ice advantage away from Nashville in the first round. That said, you still need just a little bit of help from some teams. Winnipeg's playing their final two games on the road. You need a little bit of help to still get that extra point. So, most likely scenario is Blues and Predators, but not a far-fetched in any way scenario would be, the St. Louis Blues and the Dallas Stars if the Blues could take over the division. Now, at the same time, I guess, you do have to start considering a St. Louis Blues-Winnipeg Jets series if – Nashville were to win the Central Division.
And I know you're going to have to, you know, beat them all to get there, but of the three, Winnipeg, Nashville, and Dallas, who would you want to open up with?
If you base it off of season series this year, you would have to pick the Nashville Predators. The Blues beat them four times. I still think, though, and I know it hasn't gone really well against the Dallas Stars, but I think that out of those teams, the Dallas Stars are the weakest in terms of depth. And so over a seven-game series, you might be able to ride that one in there. You know, so I guess it just depends on how you look at it, Frank. And I know everybody asks that question, and I go back to my cliche of picking a poison is still choosing a poison. So I don't know. I mean, I can sit here and explain to you why the Blues could have an advantage over all three teams and why they could have a disadvantage over all three teams. That's how close it is. I mean, keep this in mind. The Dallas Stars are only 3 points behind the Blues. So that means that the Dallas Stars here, after 80 games played, are only 5 points off the division lead. And you're looking at a scenario here where if one of these teams, Nashville, Winnipeg, or St. Louis, does not get to 100 points, and to get to 100 points, the team that does it would have to win out. You're talking only the third time in 29 seasons that a Central Division team hasn't reached 100 points. I mean, that's pretty phenomenal. Now, of course, three of those seasons are lockout seasons, so I don't count those. So only twice in the last 25 years has a Central Division team not reached 100 points. It's really a phenomenal run, and it just demonstrates how difficult and tough this Central Division seems to be year in, year out.
I think it'll be interesting on Sunday when the Las Vegas odds come out about, favored to win the Cup. Out of the Western Conference, Calgary will obviously have the best odds, but do you think the Blues will have the second-best odds with the way things have gone since January 2nd?
Depending on the site that you go to and the site that you look at, there are some that have the Blues as a favorite to come out of the West right now. So,
wow.
And it's not surprising. Listen, I've heard some people say here in the last couple of days, like imagine this comment. I think the Blues are good enough to win this, to potentially win a round, but I don't know if they have what it takes to go deep. Now, how in the world can you think that the St. Louis Blues could beat a Winnipeg or a Nashville in a seven-game series, but they're not have the ability to go deep? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense, right? So, any team, it truly wouldn't surprise me. Maybe Chicago or maybe Colorado if they do secure the deal. If Arizona got in, no. But it wouldn't surprise me if any one of those other teams in the Western Conference went all the way to the Stanley Cup Final. That includes the St. Louis Blues. And Peter DeBoer, the head coach of the San Jose Sharks, said this in an interview 2 days ago. Now, this is a guy that has taken two teams, you know, that are 6 and 7 seeds to Stanley Cup Finals, right? And 1 year when he got beat as a 7 seed by the 8 seed Los Angeles Kings, and the Kings went on to win the Cup. He goes, anybody that thinks that just because you finished higher in the standings in the Western Conference the way the playoffs are now, that you're an odds-on favorite. He goes, that's just not how it works in the National Hockey League right now.
You know, we gushed about what the Cardinals were able to do with the acquisition of Paul Goldschmidt and how that worked out. But equally as impressive in this year is what Doug Armstrong did with Ryan O'Reilly, who now leads the team in points, assists, plus-minus, and games played. He's clearly the MVP of the Blues in 2018-19, correct?
No doubt about it. He's also, in my opinion, a finalist for the Selke Award. There are some people that are talking about should Ryan O'Reilly get consideration overall for league MVP. And that's, I mean, these are some national people talking about that. You talk about winning a trade hands down. Tage Thompson was sent down to Rochester in the American Hockey League just a couple of days ago. Patrick Berglund went AWOL and left Buffalo. He isn't there. Vladimir Sobotka is an absolute non-factor like he was the last season that he played here in St. Louis. So you look at the draft picks that the Blues gave up on that, sure, could that become something? Yeah, but not for another 3-4 years potentially, you know, down the road, because that draft pick you now know is going to be a bottom half first-round draft pick. So, and the Blues have Ryan O'Reilly locked up for another 4 years. Well, what a spectacular deal that ended up being for the St. Louis Blues. And when you consider the fact that a guy like a William Nylander in his fourth season in the NHL just signed a 7 or 8 year contract worth $11 million per. And you've got a guy like Ryan O'Reilly that's going to get 70 points, lead your team in all that category, is a leader on the ice, a leader off the ice, and you've got them basically locked up at around 7.5 to 8, you all of a sudden find yourself with a bargain on top of it.
Hmm. Final thought. Take us through this process. We've been through it before, but Sunday the league will come out with the playoff pairings. Will they be that Monday? And what would you anticipate? Let's just say it's the Blues in Nashville. Would you anticipate like a Wednesday, Friday, or how quickly? What do you think?
So season will end on Saturday. And actually, the fun part about the scoreboard watching is after tonight, Winnipeg, St. Louis, and Nashville both play on Thursday, both play on Saturday. I would expect sometime on Sunday for all the different schedules and things to get worked out. And that's the challenge that you have in the NHL, Frank. You know, for example, some of these buildings have concerts and stuff in them. Now, while you are required as a building to keep dates and playoff dates open, certain things are unavoidable. So, for example, if the Blues played in Nashville, I believe there's a Thursday night concert in Nashville, which would, you know, you'd have to either open up in Nashville on a Wednesday or that Friday to play into it. Then there's the TV contract that plays into it. Does NBC want the series involving the Blues? And would that mean that you're starting, you know, you're playing at a 11:30 or 12 o'clock game on Sunday? The TV's going to dictate the time. We've seen it. Fans need to just be used to it. Because the Central Division is where it is, there's a chance home games are going to start about 8:30 if they stay true to what they've been lately. So all that stuff will play into it, and I'd expect that to come out on Sunday.
Good stuff. Chris, thanks so much. We'll be listening tonight.
Okay, Frank, have a great day today.
All right, Chris Kerber joining us. He's brought to us by Petromart. Petromart is locally owned and operated. It's a family business that's been serving the St. Louis area for over 30 years. Each location is just as clean, fast, and friendly as the next, with 50 locations to serve you. In a hurry, Petromart offers a wide selection of grab-and-go food items like hot-and-ready pizza, fresh fruit, and salads. Petromart has something for everybody, and it's always prepared fresh and available around the clock. Petromart, a proud sponsor of Phillips 66 Gasoline and a proud sponsor of the Blues. Martin Kilcoyne when we return.